Brianna Murray is an 18-year-old who graduates from Galena High School this week. She was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder last year after a suicide attempt that resulted in hospitalization. Exercising is one of the ways she copes with her mental health. KUNR's Karina Gonzalez caught up with Brianna during one of her gym sessions. As a warning, this story contains conversation about suicide and may be triggering to some listeners. If you are in crisis, please call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255.
So we're at the gym right now, which is kind of my place. I'm here pretty much 6 days a week for about an hour every day. Honestly, this is just the best place to go for anything. You're stressed, angry, happy, excited, sad, anything. This is just kind of the place to go. So borderline personality disorder is one of the more serious mental disorders. It's basically classified with intense feelings of abandonment, whether that's real or imagined. So that results in a lot of black and white thinking, which basically all in all, it's really unstable interpersonal relationships, and also being extremely impulsive with decision making, and also with impulsivity comes high suicide rates. So I was diagnosed with that about a year ago with my last West Hills hospitalization. It probably took me a good 8 months to even really be able to stomach it and to even be able to admit confidently that I had a personality disorder and I was dealing with it. I go to DBT therapy every week, which is dialectical behavioral therapy. There's also CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. They work really similarly, and they're basically just talking about being extremely aware of your emotions and how you are thinking and acting. It's honestly just extreme self-awareness, basically. And other than that, that's been my main treatment, I guess, that I actually get. But what I do on my own is I make it a point to, I work out 5 days a week.
Well, honestly, just for me, I find that I have issues with controlling emotional outbursts, and this is something that really helps me with that because, I mean, it's just slinging around heavy weights. It definitely gets whatever excess energy out that you need.
Probably around seventh grade. I think that's when I really started noticing, like, okay, this is abnormal. This isn't how my friends are feeling, and this isn't what they're doing. And I remember that was when I first started figuring out what anxiety was. I think middle school was a really hard time for me just because that was honestly a peak of my family issues and everything. It was when my parents were in the middle of their very, very long divorce. And I was also bullied really, really bad. So I think that definitely contributed to just self-esteem issues and everything like that. So my first suicide attempt, I was in seventh grade, so I would have been 12. So it was the day before we were going back to school for spring break. I mean, it's pretty hard when you're that young, dealing with a lot of other people telling you really nasty things about yourself and everything. And basically, I just decided that I didn't want to go back to school, and I couldn't, and I just couldn't do it. Whenever I talk about my mental health, I make it very clear, regardless of me having mental health issues, doesn't mean you have to treat me differently or be super, super cautious of me. I'm not just going to explode for no reason, but I just ask that you be a decent human being like you would to anyone else. Honestly, I think majority of kids I know have some sort of mental issue or deal with something, and they don't talk to anyone about it. They just completely deal with it on their own, and it's not healthy to do. And the schools, they pretend to do things that matter. They'll hang up some posters on mental health and say, hey, like, go talk to your friends, you know what I mean? But that's about all they do. I think overall what makes me keep going is just that I have a determination that I won't give in to it. I've seen people that have, and also I've been in the weak moments where I have given to it, and I've ended up in a hospital and everything, and I just refuse to do that again. I I don't see the point in that. I mean, we're here for some kind of reason, so might as well stay and figure it out, because bad things happen, but there's always better things that seem to outshine them.
That was Brianna Murray, who shared her mental health story with KUNR and Noticiero Móvil reporter Karina Gonzalez. If you or someone you know is in crises, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.